This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we've been talking about super gonorrhea and how gonorrhea is becoming more and more difficult to treat. Well, the UN Health Agency, World Health Organization, has announced new guidelines on how we should be treating gonorrhea. We still have some tricks in our medical bag. We still do. But it is getting very, very scary, and they are making recommendations to us doctors and medical providers so we don't mess up. So, when I was in training, okay, and somebody had gonorrhea, I actually trained at UCLA in my last year of medical school, and we were required to work at volunteer at an STD clinic in LA. And it was some of the best experience I had because you didn't just rampantly give out antibiotics. What you would do is if somebody came in thinking that they had gonorrhea or chlamydia, we would take the sample and we would test it. And we would actually do a gram stain to see if we see the gonococcus. And that's what it's called. Stop giggling. It's called gonococcus. Okay. And it's bacteria that causes gonorrhea, okay? And we would do the gram stain, and then you would see, you know, the little tiny round cocci, little round bacteria balls. They're just so cute. They're just so adorable. So we would see those. And then we would turn around, and we would give a shot of ceftriaxone, and then would also give some doxycycline. So the shot of ceftriaxone would be to kill the gonorrhea, and then the doxycycline, the seven-day course of doxycycline, was for the chlamydia. And that's what we did for the longest time. Then the class of quinolones started to become more and more popular. And Cipro and Levaquin and Oflox, there was Ofloxacin, they were out. They were already were in existence, but Levaquin started to come out in pill form. And Cipro was starting to become widely used. And they found that you could start using, you know, one of those, a single pill, to be able to treat gonorrhea. Then, at the same time, Zithromax came out, the Z-Pak, and they found that azithromycin could kill gonorrhea. Okay, so, and chlamydia. And for a very small period of time, you could give 2 grams of Zithromax just to handle both the gonorrhea and the chlamydia. It was great. But then they decided, now, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do one Oflox or one Cipro and one Zithromax, 1 gram of Zithromax, and then be done. And they found that the compliance increased. Okay, because rather than telling somebody to get an injection, which a lot of people don't like to get, I'm used to it, but a lot of people, they're like, no, I don't want a shot. And then having to take a medication for 7 days, doctors and medical providers and clinics were worried that people would just stop taking the doxycycline after a day or two. So now that would increase antibiotic resistance. So coming out with a one-time deal, I don't want to say shot because it's not, these were pills, where you took the 2 pills and you were done. Or you would take, you know, 4 250 Zithromax to make it the gram. To just be done in one gulp was very palatable for people. The problem is we're seeing more and more resistance, especially with the quinolones. So the health agency recommends to go back to the cephalosporins and to not use the quinolone antibiotic anymore. According to the World Health Organization, 78 million people are infected with gonorrhea every year. Worldwide health officials are concerned that overuse of antibiotics and other infections like UTIs, blood infections, etc., are going to cause us to have these untreatable strains of gonorrhea. And a super gonorrhea showed up in Japan back in 2011. So even though gonorrhea has been around for years, it used to be susceptible to penicillin, ampicillin, tetracycline, even doxycycline worked with gonorrhea as well. And now we're seeing that it works less and less. So now what they want us to do is do the ceftriaxone, so still do the shots, and azithromycin, which is in Z-Packs. And they want you to take that together. If you just take one and not the other, you could increase resistance. They say it still works. You have to do the dual therapy. Even though the bacteria could become resistant, right now, that's what works. So avoid the Cipro, avoid the Levaquin. Not that we were using Levaquin per se, but a lot of people will you know, use it because it's in a similar class. All right, now, so what's the problem with this, with the azithromycin? Well, I've had people very frequently ask for Z-Packs and store them up, hoard them. People love the Z-Packs. Z-Packs help them with their sore throat. They help them with their bronchitis. Now they're going to help them with their urethritis from an STD. And it's very interesting because people coming in asking for a Z-Pack, you think back and you go, well, how many of them were really taking it for sore throat or bronchitis, etc.? And remember, most bronchitises are viral. You aren't really supposed to be treating bronchitis with antibiotics, but a lot of people, especially smokers, and there was a study looking at COPDers, they do so damn good with the Z-Pack, with the azithromycin. So the Z-Pack became everybody's favorite antibiotic. And so, and you know, my guess is people came in, you know, not because they needed it for an upper respiratory thing, but they needed it for an STD, but they said, look, this is what I use for my bronchitis, I'm a smoker, XYZ. So I'm really anticipating a huge issue with Azithromax and azithromycin resistance. I'm very, very concerned with that. But right now, that's all we could do. Now, the World Health Organization also revises guidelines for treating two other sexually transmitted infections, chlamydia and syphilis. Now, neither of these are facing a severe antibiotic resistance. Syphilis, they say, can be treated with a single dose of penicillin, even though there is a worldwide shortage of the drug. And they say, and then the chlamydia, I believe they're still recommending the doxycycline here. They say all three sexually transmitted diseases affect both men and women. Chlamydia used to be the number one STD. And they don't even call it STD anymore. They call it STIs. But chlamydia used to be the number one. And now they're saying, well, it's HPV, the human papillomavirus. So, but chlamydia, still very, 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 very rampant. Gonorrhea, what's so devastating about these STDs? Well, they could cause pelvic inflammatory disease, very painful, cause scarring, could cause ectopic pregnancy, could cause infertility. So it's serious stuff. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELI. Should we just do away with tipping? Are we done with tipping? Don't go away. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, we've created a National Blood Donation Week. September 4th to September 10th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 10th is National Blood Donation Day. Governors in multiple states have declared their state blood donation day to be September 10th, and we are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. See, when a crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And since thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis, blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. So while your governor's office is working on the proclamation, please sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com or follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today, younghealth.com, or call 800-396-9024.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Tom Lewis, working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Chris Christie has vetoed a minimum wage bill. He apparently called the raise to $15 an hour, quote-unquote, really radical. And he had signed the legislation, if he had signed the legislation, then New Jersey would have joined New York and California as the only states with plans to lift their wages all the way up to $15 an hour. Now, there's been a lot of back and forth and a lot of controversy on minimum wages. There's also been some controversy on tipping. There's been a lot of, economy, type topics springing up as we're going to be coming into the election, because a lot of things are coming on the ballot. In fact, I think in India, they wanted to raise minimum wage, and that got knocked down as well. And so New York, from what I understand, I guess is going to increase to $15 an hour by the year 2018 under a state law enacted by Governor Cuomo. In Trenton, though, in New Jersey, they're going to, it sounds like Democratic leaders are going to try to circumvent Mr. Christie's opposition. They said Stephen M. Sweeney, the state Senate president, and Vincent Prieto, the state assembly speaker, said the Democrats are going to introduce an amendment to the state constitution to gradually raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour by the year 2021. They said the Democrats took a similar tack in 2013 when they arranged a referendum on raising the state's minimum wage by a dollar an hour and then adjusting it to annually to cover increases in the cost of living. Voters approved the initial increase to $8.25 an hour, and then the wage rose to $8.38 in 2015. So, this fight for $15 an hour is a very controversial one, because on one end, I don't see how people can be living on the $7.25 or the $7.35 or whatever some states have now as the federal minimum wage, and a lot of states don't. Okay, but I'm still very, very nervous about where the economy is going in the next year or two. It doesn't matter who's going to be president. We are seeing some major, major changes with commercial real estate starting to close down in a lot of places because people are buying more online, with the automation and, you know, robots taking over jobs. And then, of course, our baby boomers moving out of their single-family residences and having a housing glut. So between housing gluts, commercial real estate gluts, job gluts, a very, very disastrous economy, which I think a lot of us are predicting. So now, what do you do if you're making minimum wage? Making $15 an hour would sure help. It would sure help. All right? But the big thing we need to be very, very careful of is how we're going to be addressing employment. Okay, as we know, we're taking in a lot more of a labor force, but that labor force, the more of a labor force we have, the less jobs for the labor force, obviously. Okay, you have more people that can take the jobs, less jobs for those of us in the labor force. Okay, got that? Or want jobs. Then you have employers going, well, wait a second, if we're going to be hiking it that quickly, okay, so, you know, if I've been paying $7.50 an hour, which is low, I mean, I admit it, it's low. Let's say you have an employer paying $7.50, and all of a sudden they have to, you know, double it. The only way they're going to be able to make their bottom line or be able to not look like they're losing money is by then cutting the jobs. And, you know, they may cut the jobs in half to deal with the doubling. So, you know, when you do raise a minimum wage, it has to be very, very strategically and very intelligently planned. And so when you see people rejecting the minimum wage raise, by the year 2021, I don't see it being that quick. 2018, that's going to be pretty quick. But then again, you know, in New York, everything is so expensive. You know, I don't know how you do it on minimum wage in New York. I mean, everything is so, so expensive. So, I don't get. But when we talk about being, you know, using strategy, apparently from what we understand, this no tipping trend with restaurants has been getting a lot of mixed results, because for some restaurants, they didn't think it through. So a growing number of restaurants are now doing away with the tipping model. So, what they want to do is eliminate the practice, okay, many restaurants, okay, and be able to, pay their staff more, but then everybody shares the tips, for example, okay? For example, Le Pigeon raised its prices an average of 20%, and now they compensate workers with a mix of base pay and then a percentage of the night's food and beverage sales. Cooks, dishwashers, and other back-of-the-house employees get a slight pay increase. The waitstaff, bartenders, and other front-of-the-house staff take a pay cut, but then everybody shares the success in a busy night. Now, I see from a business standpoint how that could work. Okay? You know, it was very difficult to do something like that at a medical office, but I wanted to, where everybody benefits from us doing well. Okay? You know, but it's very, very hard because, again, you know, you're seeing people that I just wanted to make sure the staff wasn't turning away people without insurance or turning away people with bad insurance. So, you know, I couldn't do that because I didn't want the staff looking at it economically, because a medical office, obviously, you can't. If you looked at it economically, then, you know, a lot of patients wouldn't come in. You couldn't let a lot of patients in. So I couldn't do that. But for a restaurant, it kind of makes sense. So if you want that place to be busy, then you tell your friends. Then you use social media. So, and I like the idea of you having a stock in the company. I like the idea that the more you do, and what's nice about this is it's not just like stock in a big, huge company like Motorola or IBM or Apple or whatever. This is, you get to see it on a nightly basis. You're busy, you're doing well, boom. Then you get a percentage. And so, according to this Le Pigeon, the staff in our restaurants are well-trained, intelligent individuals. They are passionate. It seems fair. They be paid an award for that instead of just leaving that to someone who may or may not leave a tip. Some restaurant owners see tipping as a flawed system. They say tipping also creates a pay gulf between restaurant staff. They say Cornell University and Ohio State University found in large metro areas the median weekly wages of front-of-the-house employees exceeded those of back-of-house employees by 29% to 80%. At fine dining establishments, the gap was largest, where there was a median pay of $7.92 versus $4.41. That was median weekly wage difference. Servers in some states contend with laws that let employers pay less, like below minimum wage, and allow tips to make up the difference. Yeah, when I waited tables, you didn't get minimum wage. You got below. Because but we took it because we wanted to get the tips. My issue is the prices are already going up. You know, I told you guys with this one, I was so, so mad. I had to spend all this money on a birthday party. And when you rented the space, it includes staff. So the cost included, you know, the reason why they charged all that is because you had, you know, two staff people, you had the cleanup, you had that, and that's why they were charging extra. And I'm like, well, you know what, that's worth it. That's worth it. But then on top of that, you have to tip. And I'm like, why don't, not a problem, but it was already so much, and they already upped the price because it was including staff. And mind you, I wait a table, so I know the importance of tipping. But now, you know, I tip 20%. And, you know, 20% is starting to be a lot of money. When you start to look at, you know, when we go out to dinner or whatever, you know, we go out to dinner now as little as possible because it's expensive to go out to dinner. I mean, you could easily drop $100. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's ridiculous. There's no way we're going to spend that kind of money to go out to eat. And you're like, well, wait a second. You know, so let's say everything is $12.99 to $14.99, and we only order waters, and we only, you know, but then when you add the tip, you're very easily close to $100. So, I'm not sure what the answer is. And, you know, personally, the tip jobs, the jobs where you're motivated, I got to tell you, it was one of the best jobs I ever had. So I love the idea of motivating. Japan, I believe, there's many places that don't tip. And they pay their staff an exorbitant amount of money. But I like the idea of at the end of the night, everybody kind of getting to get a percentage of sales and that kind of thing. I don't know. I think... It's interesting. So, we'll see what happens. It's an experiment. Apparently, some company said it didn't work out and they had to, stop and they had to go back to, also the other thing too is, you know, a lot of them are still collecting the tips. You know, they're like, no, you're going to take the tip. I'm not allowed to accept it. Here, take the tip. So if, if the company then raises the rates and they're not going to get the customers anyway because they're going to say, well, the rates raised, you know, it's a problem. So between minimum wage, between the tipping issue, between everything, let's just close. Expect prices to go up no matter what. As minimum wage goes up, things are going to be more costly. Things are going to cost more, period. Okay? And everybody is going to try to shuffle the money around. Okay? Yes, people suffering, you know, making very low minimum wage, we want them to benefit. But as they make this move, it's just going to be money shuffling. Okay? They're not going to make employers just pay more and take a cut in their profits. It's all going to be shifted. The money's going to be shifted. Either we're going to have to pay for it or so, it's something that has to be, like I said, very strategically and very intelligently planned out. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. September 4th through September 10th is National Blood Donation Week. We have multiple states have declaring state blood donation days throughout the country. We urge you to donate blood if you can. Obviously, we've been dealing with severe blood shortages, and we're expecting them to get worse, as the FDA has recommended, and understandably so, that all blood be screened for Zika. Anything you could do to help, please, please do. And if you can't donate blood, not a big deal. Just spread the word or host a drive, okay? There's so many ways you can help, even if you can't physically help, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is interesting. They say boys, and a sorry number of them, are being born with genital disorders. And they are saying it's chemicals and fatty diets causing this. They say male sperm counts have been plummeting, increased conditions of hypospadias, which is basically where the opening of the penis is lowered down towards the base of the penis, hypospadias, which could be a problem when you want to circumcise and could lead to other issues. And some boys' testicles are failing to descend. And so experts are blaming the gender-bending chemicals in the environment, in plastic containers in our homes, and they say they inhibit male sex hormones in the womb, which could lead to defects in a developing male fetus. They also think that us eating more fat is producing more female hormone estrogen that could also affect how the baby grows. This comes from Daily Mail and from the Hippocratic Post. They say men's falling sperm counts have also been occurring because men are making more estrogen with their fat. And so in Hippocratic Post, they are talking about what's been going on in the UK. They say 1 in 350 male babies have a condition called hypospadias, where the opening is lower on the penis, more towards the base. And they say in some cases there may not even be opening at all. They're even seeing some cases where it's not even near the penis, but sometimes near the testicle, the opening. Cryptocortism is also very scary, as testicles fail to descend. This is affecting between 2% and 4% of baby boys. The cryptocortism, if the testes doesn't descend, it could eventually, unfortunately, be at risk for testicular cancer. Downward curve of the penis when erect could also be associated with hypospadias, and many of them have to sit down when they urinate, and the severe curvature unfortunately could cause intercourse to be an issue. They say male sperm counts have halved since 1941. Infertility and cancer of the testes is also on the rise. Testicular cancer, they say, is now the most common cancer of young men, as opposed to like skin cancer, according to this site. Now, the hypospadias, where the urethra is lower than it needs to be, where urine is expelled, is probably one of the most common malformations, or the more common malformations that they're starting to see. And if the urethra does not grow to its complete length, remember, the urethra takes the urine from the bladder to the outside. And so, unfortunately, with, you know, foreskin development and the rest of the penis development, it could obscure or cause that to be, unfortunately not be in the most ideal position if it doesn't grow correctly. So, you know, I think we have a big issue. I've been noticing major hormonal changes in kids. You know, I mean, you know, this idea that boys don't cry. Boys cry. Okay, you know, boys have cried. All right, you know, maybe in the olden days they wouldn't show it. But I really see more lability with many of the of the kids, and I definitely see more in males. We also see more breast development, gynecomastia in males than we once did, again from the estrogen. It's and I don't want to call it a feminization of males, but when the male hormones are being opposed by other forces, rather than you having estrogen, so like when we say the feminization, is it that your estrogen is being injected, or is it that you're having a suppression of your male hormones, such that your male hormones can't do what it needs to, and then you're becoming more feminized? So, you know, environmentalists are suggesting that it could be these gender-bending chemicals or endocrine disruptors in the environment that are causing the gradual feminization of men. And so these endocrine disruptors, I think it's why many of us are obese. I think a lot of us are dealing with our plastics and our foods and plastics. And, you know, I mean, everything around me is plastic. Everything around me in plastic. I have a plastic water bottle. I have a plastic container with my lunch. I have forks and plastic forks. Everything around you is plastic. And so, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if that's an issue. Now, fat is linked with estrogen. right? Because an estrogen is a female sex hormone. The more fat means the more estrogen. So that could also interfere with reproduction. And then the phthalates. Phthalates is this environmental chemical that we've been talking about. We've seen it in makeup. We've seen it in a lot of products. And that can unfortunately be something that I don't know how we're going to be able to avoid. You know, we've been talking about BPA and our receipts and BPA and chemicals. Those are hormone disruptors as well. Professor Sharp has done work with phthalates, and he was able to create a set of disorders in laboratory animals that mimic human testicular dysgenesis syndrome, where male reproductive organs don't develop properly. He exposed pregnant mothers to certain phthalates at a key stage in fetal development in laboratory animals. And he says it is still too early to jump to the conclusion that this is the cause of the problem, but he says at present, doses that are 100 to 500-fold higher than the highest reported human exposure are now required to induce such effects. We don't have proof that the actual phthalates that we're using day-to-day can induce these effects. But they are everywhere in our environment. He says we're all exposed, and the highest level of exposure seems to be young women of reproductive age. So it's something, like I said, this was the Hippocratic Post, also being reported by Daily Mail, that talked about this. We'll keep you posted as we get more on this, but it's definitely interesting. Now, mood disorders. They say getting treatment for depression may not be as consistent as it needs to be. A new study published Monday in the Journal of American Medical Association said most Americans who screen positive for depression don't receive treatment, while most who did receive treatment don't have the condition. They say over the last several years there's been an increase in prescription of antidepressants, according to Mark Olson, professor of psychiatry at the Columbia University Medical Center and lead author. He says in that context, many people assume that undertreatment of depression is no longer a common problem. But Olson found the opposite to be true when they looked at a bunch of medical expenditure panel surveys. And of the 46,000 adults surveyed, 8.4% answered in ways that suggested they had depression. But only 28.7% of them received any treatment for it. They say the findings highlight that they are continuing challenges in aligning depression care with patient needs. Adults in the lowest income group were 5 times more likely to be depressed compared with those in the highest income group. But they, along with uninsured adults, racial and ethnic minorities, and men, were also less likely to receive treatment. They say, on the other hand, among the 8.1% of adults who received treatment for depression, only 29.9% of them had depression, and 21.8% of them had serious psychological distress. And I told you why. Okay? You know, these antidepressants, just because the FDA calls them antidepressants, doesn't mean that's what the medication is all it could do. Okay, you know, to get an FDA approval, you need to show proof, and you need to do a lot of clinical studies, you need to spend a lot of money, and it's a pretty long and involved process. Okay, great. We understand that. Makes sense. However, when it comes to, you know, I have a patient here that's using Xanax all the time to sleep, and they're anxious, and, you know, they're irritable, and I foresee them becoming very addicted to the Xanax and the Valium that they're taking. So I try them on an antidepressant, an SSRI, and all of a sudden they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize I was deficient in serotonin. I don't need the Xanax anymore. And it's a non-addictive medication that won't have serious side effects if you withdraw and not take the medication, or if you drink on it, and you could drive on it without being drowsy. And so I will take people off these chronic controlled substances and put them on a medication. And, you know, do they have an element of depression? Serotonin deficiency can manifest in a variety of ways. Headaches, sometimes even high blood pressure, abdominal issues. So, you know, I wouldn't knock those of us treating. But for a person not to be depressed and get treatment, that's not good. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis.
Genesis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, we've created a National Blood Donation Week. September 4th to September 10th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 10th is National Blood Donation Day. Governors in multiple states have declared their state blood donation day to be September 10th, and we are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. See, when a crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And since thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis, blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. So while your governor's office is working on the proclamation, please sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com or follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. A woman has allegedly killed her husband by plugging up his nose. A retired nurse in Florida is accused of killing her husband while he lay in his hospital bed. Staff at Florida Hospital Memorial Center, Daytona Beach, tell police that they saw Jan
Sokalski lying across the chest of husband Henry Sokalski. Who, she's 61, he was 64, and pinching his nose. He died soon after. To other allegations in the arrest report, the button on the machine that dispensed pain medicine had been pressed 264 times over 8 hours, allegedly by Jan Sokalski. It's supposed to be pressed just 6 times an hour, so the safety mechanism kicked in to obviously prevent excess doses. I know, you know, you'd wonder, you'd be like, well, what, you know, what's to stop somebody from over, you know, hitting it if they become delirious? So there's a safety mechanism. Also, nurses say Sokalski, who previously worked as a nurse for 40 years in New Jersey, requested a drug for her husband that would have dramatically slowed his breathing. It was denied. She was asking for a medication that would hinder his breathing, according to a police spokesman. I'm not sure if they're telling us which one it is. He had initially gone to the hospital for elective back surgery, but he suffered respiratory and cardiac arrest afterwards, requiring a tracheotomy, according to the News Journal. Jan Sokalski, the wife, was so angry over what she perceived as poor care that she threatened to shoot everyone on the floor. Oh, boy. After her husband's death, she called the medical examiner's office to learn if her husband had been brain dead, telling a staffer she wanted to make sure she had made the right decision. So the cause of death was asphyxia, and the wife has been charged with second-degree murder. I just, wow. I can't. Scary. Absolutely scary. You know, everyone's like, okay, well, you know, nobody should be marrying a murderer. You don't know. Okay? How do you know that somebody you're marrying to is not going to turn around and try to hurt you? How do you know? All right, 3 new cases of local Zika transmission in Florida. Florida health officials on Tuesday, or yesterday, said they were investigating 3 new Zika cases, likely stemming from local mosquito bites in Miami-Dade County, including 2 cases outside of the known areas of active transmission. The new infections bring the state's total of non-travel-related cases to 46, according to the Florida Department of Health. Only one of Tuesday's 3 new cases was linked to Miami Beach, which is known to be an active area for local Zika transmission. The health department said it was investigating the other 2 cases to determine or whether they occurred. One case does not mean ongoing active transmission is taking place. And I get that. We got to be very, very careful. We don't want a whole widespread panic about this. The department says it believes ongoing transmission is only taking place in Miami Beach and the trendy Miami neighborhood of Wynwood, which is the site of the first local Zika transmission. Zika infections have been mounting in popular tourist areas and may have caused concern among various vacationers, they said. Travelers have booked fewer hotel rooms in downtown Miami, and leisure airfares to the greater Miami area have inched down in weeks. I mean, I haven't seen widespread panic. I mean, you know, people want to go to, you know, Miami and party, they are going to. But if it is a young female that wants to later get pregnant, that could be a concern. Again, Zika was first detected back in Brazil last year, has spread across the Americas. All right, 1,800 cases of microcephaly now being reported from the Zika virus in Brazil. Now, let's switch subjects and go to Ebola. I've got to be very careful when I bring up Ebola and Zika in the same segment because sometimes people think we're talking about the same thing and Ebola different. Remember, Ebola was last year and over the past year and a half had been an epidemic in West Africa. Very, very scary. Well, we have some news on Ebola. The CDC has warned us that Ebola lingers in semen much longer than previously believed. Now, remember we told you that if anybody had gotten Ebola, you know, somebody who was working with the Doctors Without Borders or doing community work or doing charitable work and then came back to the United States. And let's say they had Ebola and they were cured. Okay. We were recommending for them to at least use a condom for at least a year. Just in case, you know, to prevent any sexual transmission of it. Not that we know Ebola to be a highly sexually transmitted disease. It's more just contact to contact, but sexual contact is part of that, okay? As opposed to Zika, the Zika virus that we've been talking about with Brazil, South America, Miami, etc., being sexually transmitted specifically. You could touch a person with Zika and not get it, but sexual transmission of Zika happens. So now let's go back to Ebola. So here we're talking about Ebola, and anybody who had Ebola, you have to be very careful touching any of their bodily fluids. And so with that patient population, we said, look, okay, use condoms for at least a year. Now they found a case where somebody had it in his semen for 565 days. So that's, what, 16, 17 months? So, Scottish nurse Pauline Cafferkey, who had thought that she had recovered from Ebola, had several relapses. American physician Ian Crozier was the one where his left eye turned from blue to green because the virus remained in his body. Thousands of other Ebola survivors in West Africa are also dealing with similar long-term symptoms. So this viral persistence of Ebola has been very scary. And has been, very concerning, because we don't want to think, well, once you have it for life, which is a big concern when we talk about, it's a huge concern when we talk about, you know, herpes, when we talk about hepatitis, when we talk about chickenpox. These are viruses that can, you know, stay with you for life. Now, the chickenpox won't give you chickenpox again, but it can give you shingles. So, this has been a concern. Well, is it in breast milk? Is it in saliva, urine, semen? So let's say with Ebola, you had Ebola and then now you get pregnant and you want to breastfeed 2 years later. Will it come out in the breast milk? So they say the issue is one of most critical in the aftermath of the Ebola epidemic. Ebola, by the way, killed 11,000 people, at least. Shortly after March 2015, health officials worried that sexual transmission could spark new outbreaks. March, it was a little quiet. Liberia had been declared Ebola-free. Then a woman in Monrovia became ill and died. Genetic sequencing showed that the virus she had was very similar to a virus carried by somebody she had sexual intercourse with. That led to a mad scramble from scientists around the world to try to figure out what the heck was going on. So an earlier study estimated that Ebola could stay in the semen for 70 days, another said 90. In October, scientists had reported the finding that it could remain for at least 9 months, which is why they said, guys, you know, use condoms for a year. When we talked about that last year, we were like, as they find these studies out, I would say even longer. So, unfortunately, now 565 days, that would, to me, mean 2 years, at least, of using a condom. But, you know, once you get to 565 days, you really wonder if it's just going to hide out and keep coming back. So, this report that came out yesterday in the Lancet Global Health Journal finds that estimate is very low. Is a low estimate. The study, the largest to date, to look at the Ebola virus persistence in men who survived the infection. There was 429 men who were tested. 9% or 38 Ebola survivors had fragments of Ebola virus in their semen. And of the 38, 63% had samples that tested positive for Ebola 1 year later. And then one man still had it 565 days after. So if that's only a 429 men sample size, what happens if they increase their sample size? So they are using, this test is to detect the genetic material of the virus, but it's not telling us if the virus is alive and will turn around and transmit the disease. So what does that mean? Does it mean we get to relax a little bit? Well, yes and no. Okay, when you see fragments of virus still floating around 565 days later, to me that means there's been some active virus shedding or replicating. That's what it means to me. Now, some of you will say, well, how is that different from an antibody test? An antibody test may be positive for life because you make the antibodies. Your body gets infected with something, so your blood counts decide to make an antibody to fight that. Okay? So they can't just check for antibodies because people may be positive for life for that. But when you're actually looking at DNA sequencing, or you're actually trying to look at genetic material from virus, like we do with the DNA of hepatitis B and the RNA of hepatitis C, that then tells us if there's active virus. So finding virus parts to me is concerning. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit.
credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.